Now, Team Ireland's boxer, our man, Michael Conlon, booked a quarter-final with the Russian Vladimir Nitikin after his 3-0 win over the Armenian opponent that he fought. And meanwhile, Team GB are up to second in the medal tables after five goals on day nine in Rio. Andy Murray, of course, doing exceptionally well. And Max Whitlock was the gymnast who's been excelling. Cyclist Jason Kennedy won his fifth Olympic event on the track. And Justin Rose, of course, won in the golf. Just some of the highlights over the last 24 hours or so. But we are now putting so much focus on Michael Conlon because there isn't much to celebrate locally here at an Olympic level. Let me speak to Steve Beacom. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
All is good, Stephen. Stephen, just looking at the coverage, you know, in the likes of the Belfast Telegraph and whatever, the back page says, "That's my boy," and it shows Michael Conlon and his dad, who, of course, John, who is his coach. A lovely, lovely picture. The both of them looking like they mean business. But we're sort of depending on Michael now here locally, aren't we?
In many ways, we are, Frank, because going into the 2016 Olympics, we were looking at four possible medal shots, in my opinion, and they were Michael Conlon, Paddy Barnes, and the Chambers brothers, Peter and Richard, in the rowing. Unfortunately, three of them have fallen by the wayside, and now it's up to Michael Conlon. Although I should mention as well, the two sailors, Matt McGovern and Ryan Seaton, they are in fourth place at this particular moment in time, halfway through their event, which is the 49er. Hopes are high for those two guys. I know they're desperate to get a medal. But ultimately, yes, Michael Conlon is the man. And although he wasn't at his best yesterday in his first fight, he now has that one out of his system. Bear in mind, he's been in Brazil for almost a month, kicking his heels, waiting to get into the ring, and he's watching all the other Irish fighters go out. So he got the first one under his belt, and watch him go from strength to strength from here on in, Frank.
You reckon he can go the whole way and win gold, or is he just a medal hope?
No, I genuinely believe he's a gold medal hope. And I'll go further than that. Michael Conlon believes he's going to win the gold, and I believe he's totally right. You have to remember, he's a Commonwealth champion, he's the European champion, and last year he became the world amateur champion. So he goes in as the number one in his division, and that is the way he is thinking. The only colour of medal he wants, Frank, is gold. He came home from London with a bronze. He was a young lad then, very inexperienced. Since that time in London 4 years ago, he has kicked on and he has been absolutely brilliant in his sport. And this is his chance to almost put the tin cap on it, Frank, you know, and say, right then, I've now done everything I can as an amateur. I've won every medal that I possibly could, and then I can go professional. He's got a great support team around him. His family are over there in Rio supporting him, cheering him on. And he loves the pressure. He really does. He's not one of these guys who's going to wilt under the pressure. He might be the only man left in the Irish team in the boxing, but he'll see that as an opportunity to relish and just watch him go. He's going to get better. He's that type of fighter, Frank. He gets better as the fights go on. And I think come the final, you'll see him at his very, very best.
Yeah, heavens forbid that we wouldn't have any medals for Northern Ireland at the end of the Games. If it worked out like that, the people who are investing public money into the elite athletes, would they be concerned?
Oh, yes, there's no question about that. I think we were spoiled, though, Frank, as well, in 2012, if you remember, when Northern Ireland had five medals. They had a bronze for Alan Campbell, a bronze, of course, for Paddy Barnes and Michael Conlon, and the silvers for Richard and Peter Chambers. Like, that was an incredible Olympics for Northern Ireland. The fact that it was in London really helped, I think, as well. The general rule of thumb is if you come home with one or two medals, you're doing great from a Northern Ireland perspective. And that is still on the cards. You know, the sailors, of course, could maybe pick up a bronze, and Michael, I think, will win gold. So it would still be a good Olympics. Yeah, and also bear in mind, throughout the whole Olympic history, you know, we've had Mary Peters win in 1972, and then Stephen Martin and Jimmy Kirkwood winning a hockey gold. So we don't have a brilliant history in terms of winning gold medals at the Olympics. And Michael Conlon, what a feat it would be for him, the boy from Belfast, to go on and win a gold medal. But yes, if we continue and disappoint, as I believe we have done for a lot of the Olympics, then, of course, people like Sport NI have to look at things and look at the funding. And maybe they've got to think, well, maybe we actually need more funding, because you look at all the money that other countries are putting into sport, and I would love to see us invest even further in sport rather than take money away.
Some suggestion that so much money is put into the elite athletes and not enough put into grassroots. Now, I'm sure the boxing would say very recently they've just been granted money for the refurbishment of four different boxing clubs. But there is that accusation being made, isn't there, that the focus, maybe more across GB, but the focus is on the elite as opposed to the grassroots?
Well, certainly over in GB, they do focus an awful lot on the elite athletes. You know, you only have to look at the amount of money spent in the cycling fraternity over there. And you have to say it's been worth it, because look at all the medals they are winning. But a sport to me is all about, first of all, participation. You've got to get people involved, and that's kids, and that's at grassroots level. And then hopefully some of these young athletes will go on to mature to be incredible and go to the Olympics. You know, even to become an Olympian is fantastic. Frank, you know, if you think about it, Breeze Connolly, she's a 38-year-old woman living in Belfast. Last night she competed in the Olympics in the marathon. What an achievement that is. Her first marathon, her first competitive marathon, Frank, was only 4 years ago. Breeze only took up running to make friends whenever she moved to Belfast, and there she is, an Olympian. So we shouldn't underplay the achievements of actually getting to the Olympics. But of course, once they're there, we want them to deliver medals. It's just natural. It's what people want, and everyone wants to see their own on the podium.
If Michael does get a gold medal, will that be another City Hall extravaganza, a bit like what Carl got?
Well, I would like to think so. You know, Carl deserved his homecoming, no question about that. And Michael Conlon would deserve his equally. So I'm sure there'd be thousands of people out for Michael as well. He's a very popular guy. And, you know, winning the gold medal in Rio, that's likely to be his last amateur fight. And it would be a fantastic way to end his stellar amateur career.
And finally, Stephen, the lads from Skibbereen, they are two characters, aren't they? Gary and Paul O'Donovan. Great crack and darn good roars too.
Oh, fantastic. Well, that's one of the stories of the Olympics for me. They really pulled it out of the fire. You know, they're strong finishers. That was evident in their semi-final as well as the final, and it was brilliant for Irish rowing. You know, there's lots of people do rowing across both Northern Ireland and the Republic, and it was fantastic for that particular sport, because GB have obviously dominated rowing in terms of the whole islands over here. So I was delighted for those guys to get a silver. Obviously, I would have been even more delighted if the Chambers brothers or Alan Campbell had have got medals this time around, but it wasn't to be. But I've got to say, Frank, Team GB, what a day they had yesterday. You know, I was at Super Saturday in 2012, and it was remarkable. I attended the cycling events and obviously the track events with Mo Farah, Jessica Ennis and Greg Rutherford 4 years ago. But Sensational Sunday, I think, has topped it. You know, you were talking there before about all the gold medal winners. Max Whitlock winning two in gymnastics. Never before had Team GB won any sort of gold medal in individual events in the gymnastics, and this guy wins two in an hour. You had Justin Rose winning the golf, which I thought was fantastic, Frank, because he has totally embraced the Olympics, unlike a lot of other golfers. Jason Kenny won as well, and Andy Murray. Well, what can you say about Andy? Wimbledon champion and now double Olympic champion. What a man he is. And Usain Bolt winning the 100 metres. I was so glad to see that. So it was a phenomenal day yesterday. And I can tell you this, with Michael Conlon, when he wins gold, it'll become even better this Olympics.
I love the way you say when he wins. That's the spirit, Stephen. Good speaking to you, fella. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank.
That's Stephen Beacon from the Belfast Telegraph. He mentioned there the brothers from Skibbereen, Gary and Paul O'Donovan. And they're actually big fans of Mick Conlon, as you'll hear in this.
We're a little bit disappointed we didn't come away with the gold medal. I think we put it up to the French as best we could. And we died close there at the end, I'd say, and we were going all over the lane. But we're dreading going home now, because Mick Conlon said he boxed the head off us if we didn't get the gold. So.
There was only
some great interviews actually up on the web there from the Skibbereen lads, Gary and Paul O'Donovan, characters indeed.